AIDS has killed more than 25 million people since 1981, and over 33 million people worldwide live with HIV, the virus that causes the disease. This makes it one of the most destructive epidemics in recorded history. A report released last week by the UN's AIDS Agency says the global AIDS epidemic has slowed, with a 20% decrease in new HIV infections over the past decade. But it says there are still 7,000 new infections each day. Sub-Saharan Africa is described as the epicenter of the AIDS epidemic and bears almost 70% of the global HIV burden. One small country in Africa where HIV/AIDS is a critical public health issue is Namibia. The prevalence of HIV there is among the highest in the world and has been the leading cause of death in Namibia since 1996. Father Richard Bauer is head of Catholic AIDS Action in Namibia, and I began by asking him why there's such a high prevalence of AIDS there.
Why it is open for a lot of speculation. I mean, certainly, you know, the poverty went into it, but we also think it was, you know, the multiple concurrent partnerships and the lack of circumcision here in Namibia. And both of those seem to be fueling the epidemic. But the good news is that we have gone from a high of almost 22% seroprevalence, and we're right down now to about 17%. So we're making some headway.
And what has been your reaction and the reaction of all the people out there in the church working for AIDS victims to Pope Benedict's comments on condoms and AIDS prevention as spelled out in the book about him, Light of the World?
Well, I think we're certainly listening, you know, and I think I guess I would even use the word hopeful, in that it would give us kind of one more arsenal for prevention, you know, especially with the many serodiscordant couples that we work with, where the husband or the wife is positive and the other one is negative, and to help them live a good marriage and yet prevent infection.
What age groups in Namibia are most at risk of contracting HIV? Is it young adults, or is it throughout all age groups and all sectors of society?
Well, Namibia may be a little unique. I mean, certainly as in the rest of the world, there is, you know, the young 18 to 35. But then we're also seeing a spike here it would be older, given our lifespan, the over 45s, and especially in urban areas.
And what about the number of AIDS victims? Is it very high, and is it a growing figure?
You know, there are still new infections, you know, of people living with AIDS, but the rate of infections is slowly coming down. In Namibia, you know, our population is very small, just about 2 million people, and we think there's somewhere between 250 and 350,000 people living with the virus.
And how important is the role played by the Catholic Church and indeed the organization that you head, which is sponsored by the Bishops' Conference, in helping to care for those with AIDS, in helping to prevent it, generally providing a helping hand?
Yeah, we Catholic AIDS Action is one of the largest, you know, non-governmental agencies responding. And we are particularly providing those services in the community and often in very rural areas and villages where there are no other services. So we're definitely going, you know, to some of the most marginalized in the country to provide that hope and services.
World AIDS Day this year was preceded by the good news that the infection rates for the disease have gone down globally by about 20%. But has this, in your view, led to a lessening of interest by the international community? Do you think that people now are saying, well, there's no need to give so much money because this disease is now under control?
I don't know if it's the news. I just think, you know, we're almost approaching, you know, 30 years of this virus, and I think people are getting tired of it. And with the good news of treatment, there's almost a perception that if people just get their pills each day, then everything is okay. And not realizing, you know, the complexities of this disease, that people still require support and care and supervision beyond the medical intervention. I think the world's become getting tired. Sometimes what I say is AIDS is no longer a designer charity, and it sometimes has gone off the radar particularly with, you know, the global economic crisis.
And is it getting, as a result, increasingly difficult to obtain the necessary funding for the antiretroviral drugs for AIDS sufferers, which, you know, of course, are lifesavers there?
I think, yeah, in terms of the antiretroviral medication, we in Namibia haven't experienced a shortage yet. But many of the donors, again, are saying, well, then if people have the ART, that's enough. And yet many of the people we work with lack food security. Children affected by this, you know, still need support. And so a lot of the ancillary services that are critical and essential are being cut.
And how much stigma is there in Namibia against HIV-positive people or indeed people with full-blown AIDS?
You know, if you do surveys, it seems like the stigma is going down. But if you ask somebody, would you buy a loaf of bread from an HIV-positive woman, then you get a hesitancy. So it's almost like people are giving the politically correct response that, oh, it's okay. But yet I think deep down there's still a fear. And then that fear leads to stigma, and then the stigma leads to discrimination.
Now, through the course of your work, you must come into contact all the time with AIDS victims. Can you share with us, with the listeners, an anecdote or a story about one such person, be it poignant or inspirational and uplifting?
Well, I hope this is uplifting. The one I immediately think of is Jason. Jason was a young man that Catholic AIDS Action found maybe about 6-7 years ago, and we helped his mother die from AIDS. This was before antiretroviral treatment. His father had also gone, and so it was a family, kind of an orphan-headed household, we call it. And it was our volunteers that really supported this family, made sure they stayed in school, made sure they did their homework. And to make a long story short, you know, just through that little bit of help, Jason is now finishing his 4th year of medical school. And it wasn't a huge intervention. It was just, you know, moving beyond the stigma, offering a little support to this family to help them get over this. And now you have this quote-unquote AIDS orphan that will be a doctor in 2 years to give back to this community.
Indeed. And how is the future for anybody who develops full-blown AIDS, say, in Namibia? How does it play out? I mean, is it still all too often a death sentence there or not?
Gratefully, because of the availability of antiretroviral, we're seeing less and less of full-blown AIDS. That's not the case in, again, very rural areas where there's still significant people that just live too far from the clinic to keep going back and getting the refills. We're making big headway in that and coming up with new ways of having community nurses deliver medication to very rural people and task shifting some of what doctors did to qualified nurses. So we're seeing less and less of that, that the diagnosis no longer is so much a death sentence, but it is a sentence of lifelong medication, and that is going to continue to be a challenge. It's just not 6 weeks of treatment. This is medication for the rest of your life and supporting people to stay compliant with that.
And what would your message be to the rest of the world on this year's World AIDS Day?
Not to forget us. This is not over. I rejoice. I literally thank God every day for the advances that we've made. But AIDS is not over. And if we fail in our response, it's going to rise up and come back and get us. We just cannot let up on this.
I was speaking to Father Richard Bauer, head of Catholic AIDS Action in Namibia. Let's join.